Hey, welcome to another episode of I'll Get a Burger, a journey to healthy living. I am Brad.
And I am Kara.
And we made it through our first 5K of the year.
Woohoo! Cheers for us.
In 15 degree weather.
That sucked. Like, there's no other way to put it. And our kiddo that night came down with strep and the flu.
And the flu both, yes.
And he came into our room. I was up with him from about midnight until close to 4 a.m. So then when the alarm went off at like 6:30, I was like, oh, this is not happening.
And then when he walked outside, you're like, oh no.
This is definitely really
happening.
And then I forgot my sunglasses because it was sunny, which was probably the best thing that could have happened that day was the sun.
Yes.
And gloves.
Yes, you did. Your hands were frozen.
Frozen. We do not own clothing made for 13-degree 5Ks.
Well, there was us that went like, oh, yes, look at us. We're going to go walk this 5K. And then you have like the hardcore runners and their really nice like thermal running clothes.
Or the ones you knew were going to be really fast and they had on like a tank top and shorts. And I'm like, yes. Who are you? What are you doing?
Yes, the ones that are like, oh yeah, this is the last time we're going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we saw them. Long gone.
By the time we're done, they'll be in their car.
Yeah, they're gone. They're already home. But we made it through the 5K. And the one thing that I like is it kind of set our tone for the year of like time. We did it in, 50 minutes?
Yeah.
And we walked the whole thing.
I will say that for me, it kind of set the tone for the weekend.
Well, that too.
Like, we were more active the entire weekend,
oh, yeah.
Even with a sick child.
Yeah. No, it did set the tone for the weekend. But like I said, it also, if we're going to do one of these a month, it's a nice goal to say, okay, let's see if we can beat this time next month. And then the next month, we can beat it again and beat it again.
We're going to talk about this here in a minute, but it fits in right here very nicely. Those people who have known me a long time know that for me, walking 3 miles was something I used to do every single day. Like, that was a no questions asked. It was happening every day. And then it got to where I was running 3 miles many days, not every day. I am not a runner. I will never profess to be a runner. I'm a much faster walker than a runner. So if I tried to run, my time was definitely slower than if I walked. But typically for me, like, walking's a thing. I love to walk. It's something I enjoy. I've been kind of going back and forth with how honest I am. I did not enjoy the walking of the 5K.
Well, it was also 15 degrees outside.
Well, that was part of it, yeah.
We had a breeze in many parts blowing into our face, which made it even colder.
My right eye froze. Just my right eye.
And you didn't have gloves, so...
Mm, that was part of it.
That probably didn't help your odds very much.
But I did love the sunshine, and I did love all the people who were there. It was just a happy, fun.
Yeah, everyone was there just to, you know what? We're out on a Saturday morning. We're going to have a good time. We're just going to all roll through this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
I think the other reason, and this is one of those things that I kind of keep really quiet, is I'm uber competitive and I squelch that at every possible moment. Like, I just kill it. Because I know what it does to me, and I know how hard argumentative it makes me, and I don't let it come out. When I get in these situations, I'm like, oh no, you're not passing me. You think you're going to pass me? That's not going to happen. And then I speed up, and I just need to chill.
I'm very competitive as well, but I don't, in this situation, I was just there to walk, so I...
Oh yeah, I left him in the dust. On.
Yeah, you left me... I just had some podcasts going, and I was like, okay, I'm happy. Let's just
And I'm like,
<"Let's> just go. I did a little jog at the end to catch up so we could cross at the same time. But yeah, she left me.
I almost took a picture of what I thought was a couple in front of me, and I was going to make like a little gaggy noise because they were holding hands, and they were like cute jogging. I was like, I hate you. And then the girl turned around and I realized it was actually like a 10-year-old and her grandpa. And then I felt really, really awful.
You didn't tell me this.
I felt really awful. And I was like, oh, their relationship goals right there. Like, go hold hands again. Like, that was really cute.
That is hilarious. You never didn't tell me this one.
I make all kinds of snarky observations in my head that I just keep to myself. Okay. But yeah.
With the end of this, we decided the next one in March, March 14th.
Is the Shamrock Shuffle.
Shamrock Shuffle. We are doing another 5K. And we have some friends that are already going to do it with us.
Yeah. Two of our friends, they're going to do the 10K version of it because they do run and this is kind of their thing. And they're prepping for the half marathon that is in Cincinnati in May. You'll recall us having mentioned that they challenged us to do the half marathon.
And if we do it, we're walking. They will run. We will walk. We will walk.
We will walk. But then I actually have my oldest, not as in age-wise, but oldest as in I've literally known her since birth, best friend coming in from out of town, and she is going to walk it with us. And so her daughter is actually going to run the 5K with us.
Well, really?
She's going to run.
Okay.
I'm not.
That part I didn't know. I knew that she was coming in town. But
and her husband may join us too, but I don't know if he's going to do the race or not.
So we're going to have a fun little group this next time. Hopefully it's, at least 20 degrees or more.
It's Cincinnati. You never know.
It's true.
We could have snow.
True. Very true. But yeah, we're going to do we've already signed up for our second 5K. We're really excited.
And Brad doesn't know this, but I'm going to dress him as a leprechaun while he does this.
Apparently, I'm going to be a leprechaun. This is breaking news right here.
I'll take pictures and everything. It'll be great.
Okay. And follow us on social media. I'll get a burger on Twitter and Instagram. I know for our 5K on Saturday, we posted a couple videos and some pictures of how cold we were and finishing and everything else. And then we also post recipes that we've gone through or different things. Like for instance, this week you posted a picture of a mid-90s exercise contraption.
It is the ab roller. Thank you very much. I would say, like, I remember dieting kind of like my whole life, but I really turned into kind of an exercise nut and a health nut towards the end of my senior year of high school and then throughout most of college. And I was very active. If there was a fitness gimmick, I probably owned it or in some way wanted to own it, except for the whole Thighmaster thing. Never got into that.
Oh, you never got into that?
No.
What about the shake weight?
I don't think that was 90s.
No, I think it was early 2000s.
Yeah, so. No. Okay. So that was, any music you can think of from that era, like this is what should be playing behind us right now. Yeah, like,
did you have the
Nirvana, Spice Girls?
And I think every celebrity had like workout tapes.
Yep.
Like that Cindy Crawford
was my favorite. And I guarantee you right now, I still have the VHS. And if I could find it on DVD, I would totally buy it because you do one workout and I won't walk for like 2 weeks. It is a fabulous
workout.
What was
the other one? The Billy Banks one.
Tybo?
Yes.
I had all the time. I am telling you, people.
I know what these are, but I never did them.
Oh, no. I did them all. And I'm noticing that I still have some holdovers from all of the things that were going around at that time. Because during especially the late 90s, was the low-fat craze. It was the let's get rid of fat in everything. Yeah. Never eat red meat. Don't eat eggs. We're going to make low-fat cheese. We're going to make chips with Olestra so that you can just poop out everything. It was like all the Snackwell cookies. Like they got rid of fat. Fat was the devil. Fat was what was making you fat.
Wasn't there some pill that came out around that time, too, that everybody had the craze over, like, the fat-burning something?
Oh, I don't know about that. I didn't do pills. Like, I just went, like...
But I remember it was... I do remember that time of all the non-fat, low-fat, oh, get this type of thing. And then later, like, Olestra, they're like, well, maybe this isn't good for you.
Maybe when something falls out your butt, you shouldn't... I don't know. I was all in. Like I would limit my fat to like next to no fat at all. Little known fact, I have an entire degree in nutrition and fitness because that was what I was passionate about at the time. I have done nothing with that degree whatsoever other than apply my food science knowledge to cooking, but I was all in. So when I am in the kitchen now, I'm looking at these recipes. One of these big holdovers for me is they add fat to everything. And they're healthy fats. They are the fats you want in your diet. And fat keeps you satiated. You want fat in your diet. It's not empty calories. Unlike when I was like, I can eat an entire pint of Ben and Jerry's
low fat
yogurt brownie. And it's only 10 grams of fat for it's the okay. whole thing. It's fine. No, except for all not the
sugar.
Exactly. Like tonight, one of the things that we made for one of the things that I made for dinner tonight, I made bison burgers and they were great. And they actually had me add a tablespoon of olive oil to the bison meat just to help keep it moist because it is a very, very lean meat. And that was counterintuitive to everything I taught myself when it came to losing weight. Now, it's not counterintuitive to everything I know about cooking and everything that I know to be true now and what research says, because I'm also a nerd. So I do read research and I keep up with trends and what is factual. It has been very hard for me to liberally add, you know, the ghee or the olive oil or the avocado oil or the grapeseed oil, things like that.
And almost every recipe calls for something of that sort to be put into it.
And so much meat. That was the other thing.
Yeah.
For a very long time, I was a vegetarian. One of my good friends here in Cincinnati, she always laughs and maintains that the only way that I was ever getting protein was when I came and ate at her house, because this is more information than you need to go. When I look at a piece of meat, I can tell you what part of the body it comes from. And then I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm eating myself. Like, oh.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Married 10 years and I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. That's why meat for me just doesn't do it. And there's so much meat in this that's another thing that is very just not normal for me, because even when I'm eating very healthy, it won't always be a lot of meat. Or if it is a lot of meat, it's chicken or turkey.
Yeah.
The occasional pork chop, which
you said tonight was bison burger, so it was more of a lean meat. And then also we had a shredded crispy Brussels sprouts, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Which was delicious. And you posted it on our social media.
It doesn't look delicious, but it was really good.
It was really good. It brought out a nice, really nutty flavor to the
And they get Brussels all crispy sprouts. And crunchy, yes. So it's just a really good flavor. And even my mother-in-law, who does not like vegetables and really has been upset by the fact that we make Brussels sprouts quite a bit, had two helpings of these and said, I will eat these this way. You can make these anytime.
Make them this way. I will eat them this way. So that was a definite recipe win for the week.
True. I would say another recipe win was the one last night. I made a Mexican twice baked potato.
Yes.
And I even forgot to add some ingredients and it was still good.
It was still delicious and it made a lot.
Oh my gosh. We have so much extra taco meat, which is beef, but also riced cauliflower and a little bit of potato, that I'm pretty sure we could fill another 10 potatoes.
Yeah, I was surprised by the amount that was left over. But you did find out what we're going to do with this.
Yes.
You found out how to make our own
tortillas.
I'm putting quotes in the air.
I'll have to let you know if this actually works. You take a celery root, and first you have to shave the outside off, but then you slice it very, very thinly. And this is the part that I'm a little leery of, because I don't know that we have any knives that are sharp enough to really do this, and we don't have a mandolin. So whenever you slice the celery root, you're supposed to slice it as thin as you can, and then you take it and you put it in a sandwich press, aka our George Foreman grill, also a product of the 90s, I might add.
Yes, and we use it to make, not so much now, but we use it a lot to make Cuban sandwiches or like a panini type stuff with it.
I make a darn good Cuban sandwich, by the way. The
George Foreman grill is quite universal.
It is. It is a very, what's the word I'm looking for here? Versatile.
Versatile
is the word that I'm looking for. You know what? I bet we could also put them in the waffle maker.
Could do that too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you press them.
You press them, and I don't
know. Is that to take like the moisture out, probably?
I don't know. I'm going to go with yes on that, but okay. I don't know that for sure. Nothing that I've read has said to really dry them first or to leave them sit out to dry them. So I have a feeling it's going to be more the consistency of like a corn tortilla. So it's still going to be soft. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a crunchy tortilla, but just more of like, and everything that I've read says there's really not much flavor. So it's truly just going to be a warm holder for whatever you're putting in it.
Okay.
But they're like, if there's any flavor, it's a little bit of a celery flavor.
Okay. Probably when we do it, we'll post about it. And then next week we will report back. Maybe on how we'll
even
it
video
is.
What will probably be me comically attempting to hack into one of these things. Kind of like the morning I tried to cut up a pork butt. Remember, don't like meat. It was not something I don't know that I'll ever do that again.
Maybe we'll have to go get a new knife so you can easily.
Oh, like, I've already been thinking about through. That. Yeah. Like I've been like,
Our knives have gotten dull.
Yeah, our knives. We need.
So yeah, it was a big week for us. 5K, another 5K coming, and then we had some good recipes.
And the shepherd's pie, you liked it.
Oh yeah, yeah, we did make a shepherd's pie. I forgot about that. The recipe called for sweet potatoes. I'm not always super big fan of sweet potatoes a lot, so we substituted just regular russet potatoes, which maybe took a little bit of the flavor out of it, but it was still good.
And back to the taco meat from yesterday, one of the things that we talked about was Brad loves to make in the morning what he calls slop. This would be the perfect base for his slop, which is normally just potato, sausage, and eggs. Well, now we have a ton of this. He could easily cook it up and break his egg over the top of it and be happy.
I didn't even think about that, but yes, I like a little mixed bag of breakfast.
He really does. I think if he had his way, he would have a great big breakfast every day followed by something sweet.
Yeah, typically, because usually when I do a breakfast, I like to have it a little bit of a spice or something like that to it. Mm-hmm. The sweet always counteracts that, although we're not supposed to have that, you know, the sugar dragon. My sweet anymore has been like I eat an orange or I eat an apple. Raw cashews are a nice sweetness that I like.
That I can't eat anymore.
Yeah.
I just keep finding more foods that I can't eat, and it's making me really unhappy.
But I also want to say thank you to everybody for the kind words after our 5K.
Absolutely.
Like we got a ton of support and encouragement, and thank you. Thank you very much. Again, you can follow us at I'll Get a Burger on Twitter and Instagram, or email us I'll Get a Burger@gmail.com.
Or just text me if you have my number.
Yeah. Yeah. If you know us, text. I like to text. If you want any recipes, we can send you. If you have any great recipes, you can send them our way.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We would.
I do. I genuinely enjoy cooking.
We love capturing all these wins. We're like keeping in a little, you know, keeping together. And then the ones that don't work, we're like, yeah, maybe we don't have to make that one.
Oh, there are some that have been awful that we haven't discussed. Next week, we are going to do a little special episode, a little bit different than what we have been doing, all about our relationship and what this has done for
what
our relationship.
What this journey has done for that relationship, which is, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Until next week, we will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.